Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day or the weekend without trying to steal jewelry, I mean, we could end it there.
We could.
But without trying to steal jewelry by causing $10 million worth of damage...
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow!
His name's Anthony. He's 36.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to cover up a little jewelry heist.
Oh, boy.
Anthony had broken into a jewelry counter.
Not great.
And stolen some pieces of jewelry worth nearly $10,000.
Oh, boy.
That's bad enough.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There was chaos ensuing while he was doing that. Why? Because he had set off a grocery cart full of fireworks in the children's clothing section of a Walmart and there as a distraction while he was doing that.
They're going to worry about that so I can go steal all that.
The store suffered $10 million worth of damages.
Wow.
Due to fire damage, destroyed inventory, and the cost to clean up from the smoke and the soot.
Oh my, not to mention
$10 million
could have been injured.
Yeah, thankfully no one was actually hurt.
Like,
but
that's dangerous.
Yeah, so he's like, I know what I'll do. I'll create a diversion. And while everybody's over there going, oh my gosh, what's happening? I'm going to snatch
just
and grab.
Casually take all this jewelry because no one's going to see it.
Yep.
No one's going to pay attention over here because they're looking over there.
Yeah, they're looking over there. I'm just going to grab $10,000 worth of jewelry.
Hey, look at that. That's going on over
there. Wow, I wonder what's going on.
You guys should probably go over there and look at that.
Yeah, you should. Oh, by the way, leave the keys. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Anthony got busted.
His mugshot look on his face. He looks annoyed.
He does.
He looks annoyed. He's like, I had the perfect plan.
I did. I had the perfect plan. I had the perfect plan.
I'm mad it didn't work out.
Again, I mean, it's kind of smart in a way where he's trying to create a diversion to distract against the crime he's committing.
Did you say kind of smart?
Well, I mean, he could have just tried to do it without. Okay, never mind. It's all bad. It's all bad.
It's like, are you hearing the words coming out of your mouth?
No, typically I don't hear the words that come out of my mouth.
All right.
I hear them after I've already said them. All right, so anyways, that's your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal jewelry by causing $10 million worth of damages,
you're doing okay. Don't do any of that.
Yep, that's your set of the bar.